Well, as we look to God's Word, please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 31. Matthew chapter 6, I'll be reading verse 25 to 34. Excuse me, 34. Let us hear the Word of the Lord, this timely Word for today. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more, much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Seek God first. A seminar leader wanted to make an important point, so he took a wide-mouthed jar and he filled it with rocks. And then he asked the question, is the jar full? Yes, came a reply from one of his students. Oh, really, he said. Then he poured smaller pebbles into the jar to fill the spaces between the rocks. And then he asked again, is it full now? Yes, it is, someone else said. Oh, really? The seminar leader kept going, and he filled the remaining spaces between the rocks and stones with now sand. And then he asked again, is it full now? He asked. Probably not, said another, to the amusement of the audience. And then he took a pitcher of water and poured it into the jar. Then he asked, what's the lesson we learned from this? An eager participant spoke up. Well, no matter how full the jar is, there's always room for more. Not quite, the seminar leader said. The lesson is this. To get everything in the jar, you must always put the big things in first. You must always put the big things in first. Imagine if he had placed those rocks in last, after the pebbles, after the sand. Guess what? They would not have fit into that jar. And in our scripture passage this morning, Jesus proclaims a similar principle in the Sermon on the Mount. He knew that we waste our time worrying about the little things that seem so urgent, and in the process, we crowd out the big things of eternal value. Whether that's the Word of God in your life, whether that's people in your lives. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, Jesus reminds us today. And then that verse that we're going to look at today, verse 33. However, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This morning, what are you putting first in your life? In Matthew chapter 6, we find this familiar verse, I'm sure to many. The Lord Jesus says in verse 33, and I will be repeating this verse over and over, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now this verse, for me personally, has become the anthem of my heart. And growing up, I heard it repeatedly. And there is even a wonderful chorus that we sing that goes with this verse, and I am sure many of you know it by memory. But at one point in my life, I really had to ask, what does it mean? What does it really mean to seek God's kingdom first? One word, prioritize. Prioritize. We are to seek the things of God as a priority over the things of the world in which we live. And when you read the verses leading up, the words that I read earlier leading up to this verse 33, you find that the Lord Jesus has been teaching about the cares of the world, the worries, the demands of life that many of us struggle with, that we are familiar with. And then in verse 33, Jesus teaches us that while there are many things in life that seem to demand our attention and our time and our talents, there is only one thing that truly deserves our time and our attention and our heart. It is the priority that must always guide our life, and it is our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. Over 10 times in this chapter alone does Jesus mention the word Father, and that is our Father God, in whom we are to have a relationship with that is to be the priority of our life, the guidance of our life each and every day. You see, God's commands in Scripture, God's promises to us, God's desires, God's love should be at the center of what we are and desire to be. Everything else should come after. Jesus was pretty clear when he said to forsake all to follow him. Listen to these words of Jesus, Matthew 16. Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 10, verse 38. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Matthew 19, 21. Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. There's a great website called I Am Second. Maybe check it out later. Google I Am Second, and you will come across a website full of testimonies of people that take to heart what Jesus is saying here, to forsake all to follow him first. Are you second? What Jesus says in these verses, he means now today for us as well. For his word never changes. Yes, the world has changed since Jesus walked the earth. Kingdoms have come and gone. Culture has changed and is still changing. But the word of the Lord never changes. In Isaiah 40 verse 8, the Bible tells us that even though the grass withers and the flowers fall, the word of our God endures forever. That's why I appreciate so much how Pastor Lionel has opened, reminding us of the truths of God's word that applies to our life that we should obey and share and model to those around us. Life is fragile, and the things of this world are temporary and perishable, but the word of God endures, will last forever. One season ends, and another one begins. However, the Bible's strength, the truth of God's word, never declines. It is just as relevant, alive, powerful, and pertinent today as it always has been. You will never go wrong when you take time to read and study God's word and apply it to your life. There is no substitute for the word of God. Jesus said, man shall live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So what Jesus said then, he means now and tomorrow. In John 12, verse 26, Jesus said, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now, even if that means doing things we are not comfortable with, that's what it means still to commit your life to him. Even if that means pushing away anything that hinders our relationship with Jesus. You see, standing on God's word when society goes against it is seeking first the kingdom of God. We cannot ignore how deep and raw this commitment really is. Humble obedience, A life of surrender and faith in God characterizes the true Christian life. Now, when I came to that part in my life when I said, finally, it's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. I am second. Instead of asking him to do great works for me, I found peace beyond belief. I so appreciate that song selected for this morning, Glorify Thy Name. Glorify Thy Name in all the earth. And will you do that today, wherever you are, in your home, or maybe later if you go for a walk, or if you kayak down a river somewhere, will you glorify the name of God in all the earth and praise Him? That's what it means and looks like to seek first His kingdom. And have you got to that place in your Christian life when you've said, Lord, it's all about you. I will seek you with all my heart, soul, and mind. It's not about me, it's all about you. And in this passage, Jesus has been teaching the Sermon on the Mount to those gathered, his disciples and potential disciples. And in this passage, Jesus teaches that there are things that we hold in high regard. Food, shelter, money, and clothes. And these things are important, but they should not be the most important things that you concern yourself with. They will be taken care of, as Jesus says, after you seek first God's kingdom. I love this word seek. Seeking Him, seeking first God in your life. The Greek word for seek in this passage means to go after. To go after in earnest. To pursue, to chase after, to excavate. It means to go after something with fervor. What comes to your mind when you think of someone going after something with fervor? You know, as I look out in this crowd, I see a lot of hunters. You know what it means to go after something with fervor? There might even be a Habs fan in this parking lot today, because I know that they're going after the Stanley Cup with fervor. What are you chasing after with fervor? And Jesus is reminding us here that this world will pass away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Are you concerning yourself with things of eternal value? To seek something is to earnestly look for it with the expectation of finding it. It is unfortunate that, you know, some people often do not seek God first. That is a reality that we are reminded of every time we put on the news. They seek everything else before they seek God. God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Are you looking for God right now? Are you seeking Him out for the help we all desperately need? Are you facing a situation or a circumstance that requires the Lord's help? Listen, our greatest need every day is of God. And if you answered yes to either of these questions, Scripture declares that if you seek Him with your whole heart, you will find Him. Think back to the wise men. They set out to seek Jesus after His birth. And guess what? They found Jesus. And yes, God can be found by you also today if you seek Him. If you turn your life towards Him. I love the promise that Jesus gives to us in His word. The Lord is near to all who seek Him. And this is a verse that promises all those who seek the Lord in spirit and in truth will be sure to find Him. For the Lord has promised, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And seeking God means turning to God. It is setting the mind and heart on God. It is seeking His presence. It is seeking fellowship with God, our Lord and loving, living God, one-on-one. It is seeking His thoughts and His ways of doing things and seeking His spiritual guidance for your life. And let me tell you that God is waiting to hear from you today. And He's waiting with arms wide open to receive you once you seek Him. So throw off any sin that is hindering you. Turn to the Lord from your wicked ways. And find rest in God as you trust in Him. As you trust in Him to be your Savior. As you trust in Him to provide for your every need. Now, those of us who have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior are commanded in 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19, "Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God." This is a decision that nobody can make for you. Set your mind and heart to seek after God. It is the Lord our God that we are commanded to seek, and we need to pursue with fervor His kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the very act of God ruling. It is God's current place of authority. It is His sovereign rule over all creation, this very moment and for all time. God's kingdom is the rule and reign of Christ in our lives, in our hearts. And Jesus is telling us here to seek first the very ruling of God and to submit to Him. So practically, what does this mean to seek first the kingdom of God? It means that you look to God each and every day and His kingdom first for everything that you need, including your purpose in life, your daily provisions, every relationship. And as you keep God and your relationship with Him in the center of your life, all these things, Jesus says, will be added unto you. So seeking God first is submitting all to God. Listen, we have to learn and at times relearn this important biblical truth to surrender and submit all to God. For instance, for those of you that teach, I am teaching a lovely class of kids. Guess what? Submit it to the Lord. I'm baking all these lovely cakes and they're so delicious. Submit it all to the Lord. I'm fixing my friend's house today and helping him build his shed. Submit it to the Lord. I'm washing dishes, folding laundry today. Submit it to the Lord. I could go on, but you get the point. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. All things that we do should be done with godly intention and for Him, serving God. And as we sang, glorifying God in all the earth. Glorifying God in our moral behavior, in our actions, in our deeds, in our words. Allowing God to lead us by His truth and love. Submit your life to God. We should seek first God's kingdom so that we can be part of all that God has to offer. And so when it comes to seeking first God's kingdom, let me ask you these life questions for you to think of later today. Is this action that I'm doing lining up with God's word? Is this a lifestyle that God wants me to live? Is this God's will? Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Put first things first. Your life here will last at best a few years, but the life after that will last for eternity. And if you have settled your eternal destiny by trusting the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, surely you can trust in Him for material things. What is your greatest desire for today? Is it to please God and lay up riches for eternity? Or is it merely to get along in this world? The kingdom of God is in complete contrast to this world. And if what you're doing is out of your desire to glorify God and seek first His kingdom, then this comes out of a heart right before God. And last week we learned the importance of our hearts. The heart is the control center of our life. And Jesus said, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is to be the first and primary pursuit of our lives. Nothing is to outrank it, replace it in our lives. And yet, our lives become cluttered and busy. That often we are too busy for the things of God. And the reality is that we all fill our lives with activities and worldly pursuits and projects, hoping to drink up everything and fill the needs of our life. Yet in our text today, Jesus is reminding us that the Lord offers a promise that is contrary to the cluttered lives and fast pace of society around us. Jesus says that if we will pursue His rule and submit to the Lord first and foremost, all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are taking care of my every need. You might not know it. Don't worry about it. He's got you. Essentially, the Lord says that if we will get the order correct and pursue the right priority, we will not miss out on the things we spend so much time chasing, but we'll actually find them added or given to us by our gracious and loving God. And this promise is the guarantee for the Christian that abandons himself completely to the kingdom of God, to his rule and reign in our hearts. Our Heavenly Father, your good and loving God, knows what you need today. And the cure for worry in this passage is to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, his standard. And when we do this, we are trusting God, and as we trust him, he meets our needs. What are you putting first in your life today? Will you commit everything you do to the Lord? Because when you do and trust in him, he will provide. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the promise, Lord, of your care in our lives, and that you will undertake for our every need as we look to you in faith. Thank you, God, for just your presence and your power, Holy Spirit, moving across this land, across this parking lot. God, we open our hearts to you and pray that you will just fill us again with a fresh outpouring of your strength and wisdom and guidance. Lord, all that we need, Lord, we look to you today. Thank you for your love for us. Lord, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us when we have placed first other things, Lord, of this world. Lord, we today commit again to keeping you first. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. And Lord, we just bless that work. And thank you, God, for your just how you bless us every day. May we never forget to count our blessings and thank you and praise you and glorify your name in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.